Good morning, Nick.
We're talking credit cards this morning. Usually, or sometimes when we talk credit cards, we talk about, oh, don't use them too much, be responsible. But we're talking about taking advantage of credit cards this morning, right?
Yeah.
Explain that one.
I love to win these games. Okay, so I will tell you a little story about something I did yesterday and how to do this. But first, I wanted to say, think like a credit card company for a moment. All right. Okay. Now, I'm sure they will be unhappy that I say this, but it's pretty logical. What do you want if you're a credit card company?
I want people to spend money.
Yeah.
So I can charge them.
Who can't pay it in full every month.
Who cannot pay it in full every month. So yes. I can charge them interest.
That's right. So now think like the money doctor for a minute. Okay. I want to use their money carefully to get free stuff.
Right.
And I don't want to pay a penny of interest.
Right.
Now, we all know we can get miles. You can fly here, fly there. People use that a lot.
Miles are a big one.
What about free hotels?
Okay.
You can get free hotels. And there are cards that specifically are excellent just for free hotels. So there's a website that I recommend. I don't have anything to do with it, but I use the site and there are others like it. This one's called creditcards.com.
Creditcards.com.
Yep. You can go there and search by category and you can search specifically for hotel cards. Now, I was doing this for me. You might be surprised. Money doctor's getting a credit card, right? I use credit cards, but they never get a penny of interest from me.
Right. You pay your balances every month.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so I'll give you a tip about doing that if you need to. Take an old checkbook register. Take an old checkbook register. Every time you charge on the card, write in what you charge.
Yeah.
Total it up once a week. If you're worried about getting a big bill at the end of the month, send them a check once a week. Send them a payment once a week. So if you can trust yourself to do that, you can go find a card that you can get free hotel rooms for or whatever. Now, I happen to have been looking for one for hotels, and mostly what I saw was 50,000 points. First, you have to figure out what that really is worth. It's different from company to company, but in this company, it was about $500.
Okay.
And then you have to figure out if the way that you redeem those points is fair. Are they charging you twice your hotel room rate through their system, or are they being fair about
it? Yeah.
Once you get that nailed down, you can pretty much decide whether you want the card or not. The most points I could find online was 80,000. And every time I saw 50,000, 60,000, 80,000, I had to spend a little more money within the first 3 months to get that. So I called the company directly and I said, well, does it keep going up? Can I get 100,000?
Yeah.
Turns out, yes, but only with an invitation. How do you get the invitation? Sorry, you can't have one.
Yeah.
So I called a local bank that had that card. And long story short, I got a card with 100,000 miles, three times the points for hotels. Now, here's the kicker. I'm saying miles, but I mean points. 100,000 points.
Points.
Right. The kicker is this particular card and many of them, you can redeem those points for cash. So what did I just really do? I really got a card from a company that gave me 100,000 points. I have to spend, I think it was $5,000 within 30 days. Within 3 months. I'll spend it within 30 days and pay it off in full with no interest or anything.
Right.
And I can redeem my points for cash. So that means I can get $1,000 cash back.
Wow.
I just made $1,000 on a credit card company. I love that.
Yeah, without giving them any interest or any of your money.
So anyway, there are ways for you to do this. You don't have to take the deal that's online. You can negotiate it a little bit. But the first time you cannot pay that in full without paying interest and without paying a late fee, please, please pull the plug.
Yeah.
Don't kid yourself and say, but next month I'll pay it. Just stop charging and start paying it off and say, okay, I got what I got out of that card. I thought I could pay it. I can't. I'm gonna pull back and stop doing that. But if you can really do what I'm doing, good luck. You know, get some free hotels, get some free flights. Take advantage of it because that's the game. That's how you win the game against a credit card company.
Yeah. Dr. Francis Rame is the Money Doctor. A Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement comes in every week to talk about finances and money and other things. And if people have questions about this or anything else, they can reach out to you.
Doesn't it sound crazy? Wouldn't you expect me to say, don't get credit cards?
Yeah.
Well, hey, we use the system. They can find us at 413-774-5555 or visit us on the web at powerdowndebt.com.